Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And on that note, as always, on a weekly basis, we are now joined by Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi, Ans, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I am also, I'm cold. That's all I can say. It's cold. Are people going to Dis-Chem clinics when it's this cold?
Yes, absolutely. This time of year, unfortunately, we have a lot of patients that are sick. We are still in our flu season, so many patients are making their way to our clinics.
Is it okay to get your child vaccinated when they are ill?
There's a very common misunderstanding, or rather, a misunderstanding regarding when to vaccinate if a child is experiencing flu-like symptoms. And a lot of that confusion comes from various sources of information that we get. And a lot of those sources, unfortunately, are not always reputable. And we sort of tend to get lost in the information that we receive. And then ultimately, we don't know what's true and what isn't. So babies can definitely receive vaccines if they are experiencing flu-like symptoms. The only time when we are hesitant to administer a vaccine is when a child actually has a fever, because then we would rather treat whichever condition is causing this fever and postpone the vaccination slightly. But the benefit of a child receiving a vaccine, even though they are experiencing any flu-like symptoms, they might have a slight cough, or they might be a little bit cranky, whichever the case might be. But we would rather administer the vaccine and protect them against the viruses that we vaccinate against than not administer the vaccine. So a child can get a vaccine if they're on antibiotics. They can get a vaccine if they are experiencing just mild symptoms, because we often also see that children receive their first vaccines months after they were due because their vaccines were delayed so much. So it's a really good question. It's something that we certainly get a lot. So rather take your baby to the clinic, ask the nurse, than to sometimes assume that you can't administer the vaccine.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel that also if your baby is a little bit under the weather, a good place to start with is anyway going to a Dis-Chem clinic, because the nurses obviously can guide you in the right direction at least and let you know, okay, maybe you can just try this or try this before you have to go to the doctor.
Absolutely. And a word that parents use a lot when it comes to flu-like symptoms is that, you know, my child has flu. And it's a misconception, because many times babies, they experience a large amount of phlegm, and that is actually completely normal, as we know. Oh. It's extremely common, and it's very, very much normal. It's not flu that your baby is experiencing. So a lot of parents give flu medicines and things unnecessarily, when in fact what the baby is experiencing is normal, and there might be something else that they can do to treat the phlegm.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ans. As always, I learned so much from you. So I'm looking forward to chatting to you again next week. Have a good
week. Thank you, Lundy. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.